Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Headline to start this opinion.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I should be on the competition committee. In the National Football League.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Give me a chair.
I believe that you believe that.
Problem is, I wouldn't be in this chair. I'd be in these meetings in Indianapolis.
The meeting.
I'd be in Indianapolis. I could Zoom. I'll Zoom. Who's Zooming? Me. I'm on the square.
Today's guests, Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're here. It's not Rich Eisen.
Oh, it's Chris Brockman. I'm so much better looking, and I'm younger.
Let's get it on. It's Monday. Rich is literally at LAX right now. He is going to be here in a matter of moments, and he will take over the reins as he gets back from another NFL Combine. Guys, the Combine was awesome. So many guys balled out. So many guys made themselves a lot of money, increased their draft stock. For next month's NFL draft is going to be awesome. Before we get to any of that stuff, let's say what's up, TJ, my man.
What's up, Chris Brockman?
What up,
yo,
buddy?
I saw you put some high school highlights on your Instagram.
Here's the deal. Let me get to that real quick.
Okay.
Mike, what's up? Adam in my chair. What's up, guys? If you want to talk to Adam, he is at my chair right now. Literally call Adam and say what's up. 844-204-RICH. You know the deal. You talk to Adam all the time. We want to hear from you. So, TJ, my high school, so I played football at Thornton Academy in Saco, Maine. I believe they just won another football state championship. Mm-hmm. We've been a powerhouse since I left.
Nice highlight reel this weekend.
No coincidence. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's NFL Combine week.
Mike clearly didn't pay attention to how we started.
How we started the show. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. It's just like every other morning conversation with you.
I'm good.
So my high school, my buddy Kirk Agresti, who is a year younger than me, still works at the school. As a number of people I went to school with and I coached with. I coached a year at my school when I graduated. And so he created this YouTube page where he's been putting out old games. He's digitizing all these old VHS tapes of football, basketball, girls basketball, field hockey, soccer, basically everything. And he's starting to slowly kind of unravel and debut them on this YouTube channel. So I noticed this a few months ago, and it really got me thinking about it over the weekend watching the Combine. One of the best games, I was a very average, mediocre high school quarterback. I started 1 year, my senior year, 1997. But I did have a couple of good games. And one of these good games, he just happened to have digitized a few months ago. So I was like rewatching it, and I was kind of like, oh man, I forgot about that pass. Hey, I scored a touchdown here.
He did.
I scored this obnoxious touchdown. It was like a 40-yard run.
And you threw your hand up.
And
like
I must have put my hand up like number one, like Troy Aikman in that famous Super Bowl clip, like Brett Favre, like at the 25-yard line.
Yeah,
like,
you would have definitely got a taunting call in the NFL for doing it.
If I would have thrown it, it would have been better if I would have thrown up the deuces, right? Untouched touchdown. We steamrolled these guys, I think like 35-16. I did throw two picks, but I scored three touchdowns. It was,
oh, there you go.
It was a pretty fun game. But anyway, thank you for checking that out at Brock Shitty on Instagram. But I was not part of the NFL Combine.
No.
The NFL Combine went down
this
weekend.
As good as you looked, you weren't a part of this combine.
The ball flew out of my arm, right? I had that one nice 30-yard pass. People, Rich likes to sit here and tell you about stories and front load what's coming in the coming weeks before the NFL draft. Look into my eyes. Anthony Richardson is going to get so much number one overall pick buzz here in the next few weeks.
Absolutely.
Just get ready. This dude, in case you missed it, put on an absolute show. He ran a 4.44 40. What was his high jump? 40?
He ran a 4.43 40.
Sorry. Oh, official.
Official
4.43. My apologies. He's actually going to join us in the third hour.
Yeah, we're going
to
have
him on the phone. To Rich. We're going to have the Florida quarterback, Anthony Richardson. His vertical was 40 and a half?
40 and a half, yep. 10 foot 9 inch broad jump.
And a 10.9 broad jump. What? Holy crap, people. This guy, like, when you think about Anthony Richardson, not a lot of you probably watch Florida Gator games because they really weren't that good. But this dude, he is like, you see the comps all weekend, TJ? Yeah. You saw it. It was, he throws it like Josh Allen. He's as fast as Lamar Jackson, and he's built like Cam Newton.
Yeah.
What?
6'4", 244.
What? How do I, like, pre-draft Anthony Richardson in fantasy? Can I just, like, call him right now? Can I just, like, call dibs? Is that how that works?
I don't think that's... your league has some weird rules, so it might work like that.
That's true. Okay, look. I know on Friday we talked about everybody was just talking about Bryce Young and his height and his weight. He ended up being, what, 5'10 and an eighth or something?
Which is a
hair under what I am. He weighed in at 204, which means he really hit Del Tufo Ziti before going to Indianapolis, Mike. Was he carb loading? How do you get from, he was listed at like 185 or something at Alabama, and now he's 204? Everyone was talking about that. And then it was Will Levis being, well, I've got a cannon and I'm going to show it off. I got to say, Stetson Bennett threw the deep ball better than Will Levis on Saturday. And then, you know, C.J. Stroud, he said he was the best player in college football the last two seasons. Kind of hard to argue with that. He had one bad game against Michigan, which I'm not sure you heard. Michigan won that game? You guys?
They did.
Have you heard that listening to this show?
I think Rich may have mentioned that once or 50 times.
C.J. Stroud had one bad game against Michigan, and it cost him the Heisman Trophy. I mean, all due respect, C.J. Stroud probably was the best player in college football the last two seasons. Put up absolutely insane stats. But this dude, T.J., we met Justin Fields at the Super Bowl this year. Also went to Ohio State. This dude's built like Justin Fields.
Yeah.
6'3", 220 plus, big cannon arm. Said he didn't run the ball during college is probably as much as he maybe should have. I think I would take him number one overall. Nobody asked me, but I would take C.J. Stroud number one overall. But all of those quarterbacks, guys, they just got pushed to the back burner. And that's what happens, too, especially when you're Bryce Young, when you don't work out.
Yeah.
People don't tend to talk about you because there's always one or two guys that kind of leap out. Nolan Smith, another one of those guys on the defensive side of the ball.
Wow, Nolan Smith showed
put on an absolute show. Michigan man, DJ Turner, the second, ran the fastest combine this year, ran the fastest 40. He was, 4.26. One of the linemen, the Michigan linemen, put up the most bench press reps. Michigan had a great day. But it's all about Anthony Richardson right now, guys. It's all about Anthony Richardson. I'm telling you right now. Rich is going to get into it more. Obviously, he was on the Combine 8 million hours on TV with Daniel Jeremiah. They were awesome. I loved watching the coverage. I watched way more coverage than I thought I was going to watch over the weekend. It was just on nonstop. We had a super lazy weekend. Just watching Combine, golf. The NBA was awesome. Watched a little Formula One. But
Max Verstappen did it.
And Max Verstappen won again.
Yeah, we called that on Friday.
Man, geez, that dude is a machine. It's all about Anthony Richardson. And like I said, he's going to join us in the third hour, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific. He's going to talk to Rich.
And what you said, Chris,
about his phenomenal combine
earlier about him is definitely true. I believe that you are going to see some teams making huge moves up the board to pick this kid up because all the intangibles, everything on paper. Even off paper, he passes the eye test. Remember last week we were talking about basketball players who walk into, they call them
airport
guys. This guy, we got to see what he does on the field, obviously, but he's one of those guys. He walks into a room or an airport, you just know that this guy is somebody and somebody special.
I don't know which is better, the eye test or the smell test, but this dude passes both. Yeah. He is built like Cam Newton. You saw this all over Twitter over the weekend. He's built like Cam Newton. He's as fast as Lamar Jackson. We don't know what Lamar Jackson's actual 40 is. He never actually ran it.
It's like 3.8, I'm pretty sure.
But I got to tell you, when a guy runs a 4.4, that's fast. This just in, breaking news. And he throws it as far as Josh Allen. Okay? Dude, what team is going to sell out and go get Anthony Richardson? This is the Rich Eisen Show. I'm Chris Brockman sitting in for Rich. Normally, I'm over there where Adam is. If you want to just say what's up to Adam.
Mike?
Adam didn't know he was going to be on camera this morning, so he's got the pasty white skin. He's got the blue hoodie.
They brought me up from redshirting all these years. I'm here. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
You look great. Please, somebody call and talk to Adam. Someone's on the line. Did you talk to them already?
Terzo from Iowa.
Hey, Terzo, my man. There's Del Tufo. Mikey, how was your weekend?
Good. Worked. 2 college basketball games. Last weekend of college basketball.
March Madness.
Until the
is fully loaded.
It's coming up. Sunday, Selection Sunday.
Next TJ, week. Did I see you went to Dodger Stadium last night?
I did. You know, I want to wait for Rich's here. We'll get into that. But yeah, I went to a little birthday party. We'll get into that a little bit later. And yeah, it was pretty cool.
I know you didn't watch any NBA, Adam. We were talking about it. It was an epic sports weekend. I know we always talk about what's the greatest sports month of the year, whether it's October, April kind of makes its case.
April does.
And I know people kind of sleep on March because everyone just thinks it's only March Madness and that's the only thing that's going on.
But that would be enough, by the way.
Normally March Madness, that would be. And I know we're not watching a lot of college basketball here.
But when the tourney starts, bro, you know it's going to suck us right back in.
But Thursday, Friday of the tournament, and then Saturday, Sunday, there's 48 games take place over a four-day stretch. And that usually kind of carries March. But it was an epic sports weekend. The NBA was insane. Kevin Durant, I don't know if you heard, he's good at basketball.
He's not bad.
Game winner, 37 yesterday. Suns beat the Mavericks again.
Yeah, and also people, like Booker said after the game, everyone gets mad with all these NBA players being buddy-buddy. Well, Devin Booker and Luka are showing that there is some animosity out there in the NBA, and I think I'm here for it.
I'm here
bit.
For all of it, and we know nobody likes the Grizzlies. They got all kinds of stuff going on
is happening down there?
With John Morant, it's really not funny. With John Morant, he's taken a few games off, I imagine. Didn't actually call it a suspension. He released a statement after an Instagram video where he appeared to be brandishing a gun after the reported incidents that took place over the last few months of him involved with a 17-year-old and then an incident at the mall. And so he's taking some time away. TJ, I feel like it's going to be longer than two games, even though he's out two games. And Memphis might be in trouble or they might be better off without him. Who knows? They had a 10-point lead last night in the fourth quarter against the Clippers. Clippers came all the way back. Clippers look nice.
Yeah.
I would be two favorites in the West, Phoenix and the LA Clippers. I'm not mad at that, TJ. We'll get into that a little bit later on. We'll talk a lot of NBA later. Great sports weekend. Formula One is back. We mentioned Max Verstappen won again at Bahrain. The golf has been awesome. Not sure you watched any of the Arnold Palmer Invitational yesterday at Bay Hill. Kirk Kitayama beat a loaded field with an epic 18th hole, hits it in the rough, then hits an incredible shot that maybe 25% of golfers could make, and two putts dramatically for the win over Roy McIlroy and Harris English. He takes home $3.6 million in the elevated event. Major League Baseball has been awesome. I got to say, I was a major opponent of the pitch clock. I love the rule about banning the shift. I thought we'd see more action. I thought that was kind of the most pressing thing kind of facing Major League Baseball was action, getting away from home run, walk, strikeout. That was obviously super boring. The game time limit, I didn't really have a problem with, but I watched a game yesterday, came in at 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Gotta love it, right?
I mean, I don't hate it. I think I might be coming around on the pitch. And there's a lot of action. And the Red Sox are 6-0. Oh! Nobody knew what this garbage Red Sox team was going to look like heading into this year. We're just letting guys go. Sure, Rafi Devers is back, but making all the dumbest moves ever. But we're 6-0, have I mentioned that? World Series favorites, I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, easy. You know, one thing about this pitch clock, because I was like, you
like it, man.
I wasn't sure if I was going to like it.
I think I'm coming around.
But I watched Max Scherzer do something with this pitch clock that there's going to be a lot of psychological warfare going on. So I don't know if you noticed what he did. It was a few games ago. Okay, so the pitch clock's on. You know, the batter can only take one timeout, right, to step out of the box to get themselves ready. Scherzer does this thing where he will just stand there and for an uncomfortably long amount of time and just wait, which forces the batter to, like, maybe step out and readjust himself. But Scherzer knows that the second the batter gets back in the box, he can throw the ball without giving this. So he will stand there and wait and wait and wait for the batter to step out, uses his timeout. He steps back in, and then the second he gets set, here comes the ball. And it's just like, I don't know if they're going to do something to try to change this. But if not, Scherzer really picked up on something. The way the kind of Bill Belichick, the rule, kind of circumvent, kind of, you know, use the rule to your advantage. And I was like, okay, this is pretty smart.
It's
this
actually is hilarious, move. Too, because wasn't Scherzer one of the ones who was like, this is stupid, this is bad for the game,
I hate it. Thought, though, that's...
He was kind of the first guy to come out and be like, hey, this ain't going to work. And now he's kind of taking advantage and kind of skirting the rules. Didn't some dude over the weekend have a strikeout in 20 seconds? Like, literally the at-bat took 22 seconds and he struck the guy out.
I did see something like that.
Anyway, games are going really fast. I think I'm coming around, although I don't want to admit that publicly.
Well, if your Sox were 2-4 instead of 6-0, I think I'd be
complaining so much. Right, Tristan Cass's people, pick him up in fantasy. All right, we're going to take the break. But before we get to that, guys, Derek Carr is a new home. We've been talking about Derek Carr for weeks and weeks and weeks. Literally since 2022, we've been talking about Derek Carr. Derek Carr is a new home, and it's the New Orleans Saints. He's got a four-year deal, according to Rap Sheet and everybody else. It's a four-year deal. Big QB number coming, said Ian. They'll make it work with their cap situation. So Derek Carr is going to New Orleans. Our long national Derek Carr nightmare is over. David Carr, still a free agent. Poor Mike Garofalo. Trying to be first and put David Carr instead. So where does that leave the Jets? We're going to talk about that.
We know where that leaves the Jets, Brockman. Where I said weeks ago. Okay, we know. We knew where this was going to leave. I think so. I think it's pretty written now. Like Nas said, it was written. And I think that that man, that number 12, will be coming down out of retirement very soon.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be ill-matic. Is that what we're saying?
I'm saying,
is
man.
That what we're saying right now?
God's son.
All right, so Derek Carr is headed to the Saints. I actually think, great move. Why do you want to be in the AFC? That's what I never understood. Like Aaron Rodgers, all the Denver rumors. Mm-hmm. Sure, he can go to the Jets. If the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, they're not even guaranteed to win their division. You would think if you acquire a guy like Aaron Rodgers, first ballot Hall of Famer, whenever he chooses to hang it up,
of course,
plus 5 years, you would think that move guarantees you a division title and then, boom, a trip to the Final Four, at least. Not the case. Not the case in the AFC, not the case in the AFC East, where, look, we've shown Miami has been awesome when Tua is fully healthy. Their offense clicks on all cylinders like we've never seen before. And, of course, the Bills and Josh Allen, still one of the Super Bowl favorites heading into next year. I imagine Josh Allen will be one of the betting favorites for MVP again. So where does this leave the Jets? Do they, hey, look, Lamar Jackson, still no deal, right? They're talking, they're still meeting. Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM, and him are still talking and meeting, but maybe looking like he's going to get non-exclusive franchise tagged the 4 p.m. deadline Eastern tomorrow. Would a team like the Jets be willing to give up 2 first-round picks for Lamar Jackson?
Well, Chris, getting back to the Rodgers thing, and you said they're not guaranteed to win the division. But one thing is for certain, the Jets would at least be in every game. They went, I believe, 5 games this year without scoring a touchdown. I can't imagine with an Aaron Rodgers-led offense that that would be the case. So at least there's going to be hope they're going to be in every game. They've got a very talented team on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. Jets, I mean, look, have we talked about, you know, kind of ad nauseum here? The Jets are ready to win now. They're a quarterback away from kind of being in this top 10 mix in the NFL. And so do you think Aaron Rodgers is the guy? The problem is you're going to have to trade. You're going to have to give up assets for him, and then you're going to have to pay him. Yeah. You know, the number, I know he carries a $60 million number right now. I got to imagine the number's going to have at least a 5 in front of it, you know, year to year. So we'll see what happens there. We'll talk about all of that. Again, Rich is at LAX. He's probably in a car. He's probably
on Imperial Highway in Sepulveda right now as we speak.
If the car had enough room in it for Rich to pace around, he'd be pacing around in the car right now, just to give you the visual of what Rich Eisen is coming back from Indy.
We don't know what he took, Chris. He could be in a party bus, which would allow him to roam. So, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what's picking Rich up at the airport these days. Mike, it could be a party bus.
The hell going on?
Exactly. This is the Rich Eisen Show. I'm Chris Brockman. That's TJ. That's Mike. Woo! That's Adam in my chair. Daniel Jones might get $40 million. What are the Giants doing? We'll be right back. Rich Eisen, thanks for joining. We are here on a Monday. Let's go.
Have you noticed how a lot of insurance commercials are kind of gimmicky? They've got jingles and mascots, and they try to be real cute and clever. But really what matters, in fact, it's the only thing that matters, is the insurance, which is why I want to tell you about NJM. Because for over 100 years, NJM has been going about their business protecting their clients' biggest investments, their homes and their cars, with award-winning customer service. The most important thing is knowing you have the right coverage with a company you can rely on when you need them. And that's NJM. When you apply for an auto, home, or renter's policy, NJM will work with you to ensure you get the coverage that's just right for you. And when you upgrade to NJM, you could save real money on your auto insurance. better service, and possible savings. No jingles, no mascots, just great insurance. NJM. Visit njm.com/podcast for a quote to see how much you could save on your auto insurance. njm.com/podcast.
Rich Eisen here. At U.S. Cellular, they know phones are great, but they're not always so great for us. Sure, they connect us to so much, but they also distract us from, well, us. The us that actually laughs out loud with each other instead of just texting it. That knows being in the same room doesn't always mean being together. So let's find us again by putting our phones down for 5 days, 5 hours, even 5 minutes. Join U.S. Cellular in the Phones Down for 5 Challenge. Find out more at uscellular.com/findus.
Hey, everybody, it's the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Rich.
Rich Eisen. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by, just like I did from Indianapolis. Good to see you guys.
What's up, man?
I mean, I've been literally watching you for like 4 straight days. I've been watching so much Combine.
Dude, when I host the Combine, it's like the Truman Show. Like, I feel like my life Everywhere. Is on television. And so it's a lot of live TV. Good to see you, Christopher. How are you?
Rich? Welcome back.
Good to see you, TJ Jefferson.
Good to see
how
you,
are
Richard?
You? Where are you going? I just got here. Where are you going?
I have to go to the back to make sure we can fix the sound.
Okay, go for it.
Wow.
You got it.
Very
good.
Okay.
You know, Mike, he's always doing
Mike's
amazing.
Out.
He's
I'm
moving,
in.
He's
I'm
moving.
Out.
He's constantly
out.
Moving.
I'm in. Hey, I'm in.
You're out. I'm in.
I'm so excited that the buzziest quarterback from the Combine is our third hour guest.
Yeah, right.
Anthony Richardson. Yeah.
We start the show off talking about him.
Okay, so you know. Well, you should.
Don't I mean, worry. We talked about
he
him.
He trended the minute he stepped on the field on Saturday.
Well, tell us what you saw. You saw him in person.
I saw a humongous individual, is what I saw.
A giant
who could run for a 4.44.
Yeah.
And is 6'4". I think I told you this story that earlier in last week that somebody who's, you know, in later on, I've got my top five. Rumors I've heard at the Combine.
Overheard the Combine?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to love it. Talking about how somebody was, you know, hanging out with quarterbacks at an event and a throwing camp or whatever, and somebody came up to talk about, you know, quarterbacking thoughts and schemes and theories and what have you, walked away, and he's like, why is this linebacker interested in quarterbacking?
Yeah.
And somebody said, that's Anthony Richardson. Oh.
Oh, cool.
He's that big. So I can't wait to chat with him in hour number three of this program. And just like everything at the Combine as well, it's about what you're seeing, how obviously it's going to fold into the draft at the end of April, and then in between, the rest of free agency occurs. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, franchise tags are handed out. Boom. Just like that, that's the deadline by which you must tag someone. And Daniel Jones's representatives, apparently he switched representatives just a couple weeks ago.
Right before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see. Pressure's on.
Somebody made
some
promises.
For the deal to get done.
Yeah.
And so those representatives are on the way to New Jersey right now. And the Giants have an absolute quandary on their hands because they don't want to pay Daniel Jones something that starts with a 4 annually. They don't have to pay him with something that starts with a 4 for this annual year if they franchise tag him, $32 million. Problem is, if they use the franchise tag on him, then Saquon can walk. And if they use the franchise tag on Saquon, then Daniel Jones can walk. So getting a deal done with one of them is pretty big. If you get a deal done with one of them, you franchise the other one. And TikTok, they have till tomorrow afternoon to figure out that Rubik's Cube. Because Jones, from what I have heard, has told his representatives he wants something that starts with a 4.
48 was the number that was floating around over the weekend.
He wants something that starts with a 4, and it's just so great that somebody who is just so aw shucks is like chesty when it comes to this opportunity as well. He should. This is it. He just won a playoff game, and he looked like Colin freaking Kaepernick doing it.
Yeah, how do you look the week after?
I know. But he hits the free agent market in a manner that, or he can hit the free agent market, or he, let's put it this way, has his free agent potential walk year hit coming off of a playoff win season, unlike who else that's available? Derek Carr just got signed, and he hasn't won a playoff game. Let me look it up. Ever. That's what I wrote down right here, the word ever. It's odd that I would find the page.
So
just fresh off
right
the plane
on it,
like
just
that.
Like, boom.
Yeah,
just,
did you have that bookmark?
It's my skill set.
You're measurable.
Ever. Ever. 4-year deal for Derek Carr to the New Orleans Saints. And, you know, I love this business. It's the team he apparently wanted all along.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, on one hand, I say congratulations to him that he signed with the team he wanted to sign with all along, while offering my condolences that there goes his first ballot Hall of Fame career, because he could have had it with the Jets.
Ah.
So close.
I
mean, signed with the team he wanted to sign with all along. And just to show you how much bile Derek Carr had towards the Raiders, this is the team that reached out for him before he forced the Raiders to cut him. Could have gone there. And I'm assuming the money that was being discussed between the sides, it's got to be like the same, right? It's got to be similar, don't you think?
Yeah, because he was $40 million on his deal, but then he was rumored he was asking for like 35.
It might even be more because he had more teams to play off of other than like his contractually obligated team trading him to that other spot. Now he's free. So all I'm saying is that he's wound up to the team that the Raiders were all ready to send him to, but he's just like, yeah, you don't get compensation. Sorry, see ya.
I like that, though.
Out.
You get him dirty.
Hey, where's that fall on our petty level, Rich? Richard, Tom.
Ty.
You know what?
Kyle.
No. I'm going to go Kyle.
Okay.
Because that's not petty. It's not petty. It's business.
It's business. Okay.
It's business.
It's never personal.
It's business. I've been around forever crying my eyes out for your team. You want me to... You send me home for Christmas, and I'm going to leave you a gift under the tree of compensation for me? Get out of here.
So
he wound up in New Orleans. So congratulations to him, and you take a look the rest of that division. One team's drafting 8th overall in Atlanta, and one team's drafting 9th overall in Carolina. Atlanta's got Desmond Ridder, and I'll tell you what, when I say in Indianapolis, there was zero buzz about Desmond Ridder. There was zero buzz about Desmond Ridder.
Overheard at combine.
To the point
nothing.
where Falcons are grinding tape on quarterbacks. And Carolina, they are absolutely in the market for drafting one of the kids that we just saw, whether they can stay put for Anthony Richardson or move up for Will Levis or go for broke. And get up all as far as they possibly can for either Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, who had a great combine. And then the Bucks, they're like going full higher register. Kyle Trask can do it.
Yeah, maybe
we drafted him for a reason. We drafted Kyle Trask for a reason. I mean, you want to talk about Anthony Richardson as a Florida quarterback? We have our own. For you kids out there, the higher registers, you got to go higher register to believe what you're saying. We have two kids in here.
I see them.
It's a good segment.
It's
hi, Ryan.
We'll explain later on. But so we got to go higher register for Kyle Trask. So right off the bat, you have to say the Saints have got the QB of QBs in this division. Congratulations to them.
Remember when Cam Jordan visited us in Super Bowl?
He
seemed like he was all for
he was into
having
it.
Derek Carr as his quarterback.
Yes. Yeah. So now they're calling it Cardi Gras.
Is that a thing? Did you just make that up?
Nope. Saw it.
I kind of like that.
Cardi Gras.
You know what else is funny
Cardi
about
Cardi Gras?
You know what's
is Cardi Gras this week?
I just don't think you're taking anything ago. Off, you know. You're not doing any...
Is Cardi B going to be there, too?
I don't know.
Cardi.
Cardi Gras.
I like that.
Is what it's being called.
Wow.
Right off the bat in New Orleans.
I don't know.
Now then.
Cardi Gras.
Let's go to the other side of things. Let's go to the other side of things of the car equation, and that is the team.
I'll get the popcorn ready.
That was after him. Ish. Kind of, hey, you can be a first ballot Hall of Famer here, but, you know, there's some guy who's definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer sitting in the dark. Gotta wait for him.
He's out of the dark.
I don't know if he's into the light.
Well, this is part of the conversation.
He's back.
Aaron Rodgers is making a decision. And apparently the Jets were waiting for him to make his decision. But then, you know, and Carr, now it's being said, it didn't like being plan B. That'd be your plan A. And yet we're also hearing at the same time, he's going to the place where he always wanted to go. I don't know what to believe anymore. It's really amazing that I just came from this event where nobody tells the truth. And it was presented by something called Noble on NFL Network.
Noble.
Irony not lost.
Yeah, right.
There was a lot of bull there. Again, my top five rumors that I heard at the combine coming up. Don't miss it. So now what? Now what?
Rich, you know what's going to happen.
No, stop it. Now what? I will tell you what I would like to happen. I will tell you what I would like to happen.
What's that?
I want the Jets to get somebody that does not cost them a single draft choice. That's it. All of a sudden, the Jets roster is being built.
That's reasonable.
All of a sudden, the Jets roster's got defensive rookie of the year, an offensive rookie of the year, and another guy who's coming back from a knee injury that could have been offensive rookie of the year and may damn well be your favorite for comeback player of the year in 2023 in Breece Hall. And Elijah Vera Tucker's coming back. And Skoronski from Northwestern, who was the top offensive lineman on Daniel Jeremiah's draft board. His comp for him, height, weight, speed, and all that, is Elijah Vera Tucker, the kid who's coming back for the Jets. You got stuff going on. I don't think they're ready to just flip a two or three, whatever it's going to cost to get Aaron Rodgers, and then the cap on top of it. It's not my money, it's Woody Johnson's money that apparently Rodgers thinks is being put out there to cancel him because of Woody Johnson's family is the Johnson of Johnson & Johnson fame of vaccine or world, which is another thing, again, that Rodgers will bring to the equation that I don't think will play in New York. What will play in New York from Aaron Rodgers is first ballot Hall of Fame ability and a huge buzz that would hit on the spot. And Jets fans will be like, here we go. And take all the far flashbacks and put it aside and say, here we go with Aaron Rodgers. And can he come there and play like he did in his MVP caliber seasons and be coordinated by his guy, Nathaniel Hackett? Damn straight he can. Damn straight he can. But then what? When he hits 41, then what? We hope Zach Wilson's ready? Okay. Turn Zach Wilson into the Jordan Love of the situation? Okay. But I don't think the Jets are in the business of flipping twos and threes and fours. They're not there yet. They're not like the Rams to F all them picks. Sorry, kids. They're not here, you know, they're not built for that now. I saw so many talented kids running, jumping, moving. They are some really good players, offensive linemen, really good defensive backs, which everybody needs, pass rushers. He's going to forego all that for Aaron Rodgers. And I know you're sitting there going, Rich, he's Aaron Rodgers. I get it. I've watched him. I was part of Favre Watch. I watched Aaron Rodgers' first game of significance in Old Texas Stadium. I've been around. I know of which I speak. When I'm sitting here saying, don't give up a two and a three and whatever, I don't think you're in the business of doing that. Go get Jimmy G. I said it. Go get him. He runs a system that LaFleur did run that I think Hackett can run. He doesn't cost you a draft choice. He's only there for, what, you give him a three-year deal, give him that mid-level quarterback deal. Hopefully he would accept it and go to work with a guy who's played in the Super Bowl, played in multiple championship games. All you got to do is just tell him, hand it to Breece Hall and don't throw an interception. Get it out quickly to Garrett Wilson and don't throw an interception. Go. Let Quinn and Williams and Sauce and everybody else do the work. Sala knows this. And you might get, who knows, you catch lightning in a bottle? He knows the... By the way, you want to mess with the Patriots? I'll answer the question for Jets fans. Yes, we do. Go in there with Jimmy G and beat them with Jimmy G. Huh. Twice a year. Do it. That's my thought process. If they get Aaron Rodgers, clearly I'm a fan. I'm on board. And then I'm holding on for dear life. But it all depends on what he wants to do. So congratulations to the Saints. You got the best quarterback right now in your division. Congratulations to Derek Carr. You wound up in the spot you wanted to go to, and the Raiders don't get any compensation, but I apologize to him. There goes that first ballot Hall of Fame career. The Jets were promising.
A couple Super Bowls, too, right?
You think they're going to have the same approach with Rodgers? Come to us. You're a first ballot Hall of Famer. And Rodgers is like, hold on a second.
Wait, what? Really?
You think?
You know, am I hallucinating now?
I bet you the ayahuasca hits different than New York.
My goodness.
Wow.
So I'm back. I'm off the plane.
Guess who's back?
No good? What was the breakfast on the plane?
Oh, there was no breakfast on the plane.
No breakfast?
Yeah. I got a story about food to tell you. Okay. I'm very proud of this.
Oh, gosh.
Very proud. Good story or bad story?
Oh, it's a great story.
Oh, okay.
Great story. Indianapolis was very good. So much to talk about.
The weather was good?
Top of the next hour. You know what I want to do? I got my rumors.
Uh-oh. Nice.
How do rumors get started?
Top five rumors I heard at the combine.
Overheard combine would have went nuts.
It would have, Rich.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. I just want to come straight through the front door and just rumor monger.
Okay. He wants credit for it, Chris, is what he's saying.
No, right. I want to give everybody an idea of what it's like to walk around and hear what you hear.
Oof. Let's go.
Steak and shake.
Plan B is the red sweater, right? The Ken Bone red sweater from two presidential elections ago. The plan B is Jimmy G.
So the red sweater is plan B.
Because plan A has always been Rodgers for the Jets all along. It's clear. Carr is gone. And Zach Wilson's still there. Maybe just start with him.
Zach Wilson didn't do bad for a little while. You don't like winning, and you had no idea what to do. Suddenly the Jets had a good quarterback and went 12-5.
How dare you?
Oh, they would go nuts.
I love winning.
Would go crazy.
I disrespect the name of Mike White. I watched
a double overtime win last night. That was very enjoyable to watch.
So you're back, Mortimer, huh?
I am back. I do love watching the Knicks.
Well, right now, it's understandable.
All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial, because I don't see the guy with the schmecky outfit.
Just keep him out of your peripheral.
Plus, I'm out of the facial recognition line of fire. He doesn't own any buildings out here, does he?
No, he probably does, man.
Does he?
He used to own the Forum.
Yeah. All right, I'm back.
Can't go to concerts at the Forum.
844-204-RICH. Let's have some talks. Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season, and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all gel fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Alan Dallas. Let's take his phone call right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH number to dial. Al, I just landed. I'm still decompressing.
I noticed. I mean, I can't believe the casual Richard. This is a new look.
It's Come on. Great. You know what it is? It's just me. You know,
I mean, you're not going to get sued and booted for a flight cross country.
Definitely not. Country.
So that's not unless you got a power meeting.
But I'm back.
Yeah, you know, listen, yeah, you know, this is all good. And Brockman did a hell of a job. Brockman filling it.
Thanks,
for Richard.
Oh, good.
Respect.
He did well.
Oh, good. Did you just hire Register? Like you thought I was going to blow it?
No.
No.
I didn't.
Your really, look is not convincing.
Oh, good. Job,
I mean, I took the under two.
That's not condescending. It wasn't condescending.
No, I think he did.
It's exactly what I expected.
He did great.
Where'd you sit? Did you sit in this chair?
What do you mean, where did I sit? Yeah.
You
I
sit
was
in
hosting
your
the show. Where do you think I sat?
So you sat right here?
Power chair. Yeah.
He kept your seat warm, Rich, as they would say.
I figured something was. It was a little bit. It was a little bit.
You,
it was a little bit.
You felt violated a little
no,
bit.
No, no, no. Right? No, I just
like
felt
when
like
someone drives your car.
Did you adjust the seat?
Seat doesn't adjust.
Sure it does. At any rate, what's up, Al?
I have a great quarterback candidate for the New York Jets.
Oh, God. What's up? Who do you have?
Daniel Jones.
Just get out of here. Come on, Al. You're not being serious. You're not being serious. Come on now.
$45 million for Daniel Jones?
You're going to pay it. You're going to come close to it. Ugh. Giants love him. Giants love him. They want to see what they can have in him in another 1 or 2 years. They'll if Saquon wasn't sitting out there needing a contract of his own, they would have franchise tagged him already. And said $32 million. That's it. We'll chat again next year. Do it again next year. You're kind of on a 1 year scholarship now, a la
that puts them
Kirk
in a
Cousins.
Really bad spot, though.
How so? I mean, they would have done that
because all that money's guaranteed. I think that their flexibility. They need to sign Daniel Jones to a long term contract. Franchising Daniel Jones puts them in a bad spot.
But he wants $40+ million a year is what he wants, and. If he was Derek Carr, he might have gotten it. But I guess the Giants are not willing to let him hit the open market. There's no way he's hitting the open market. I guess they'd rather let Saquon walk than Daniel Jones hitting the open market.
Yeah, Saquon is just, he's an afterthought. You know, running backs are an afterthought in this thing. I would like to see, and I think all Giant fans, I think I could speak for them all, is that we would like to see Daniel Jones, even though, listen, we put ourselves in this position by not upping him, right? I get it. Daniel Jones would like to see we'd like to see him take a little bit of a hometown discount, and so that sign him for longer years, but just so we can be flexible with the roster. I mean, I know easier said
that ain't happening. But it's clearly not. Like, why would he take the hometown discount?
I don't mean like I'm not talking about 20-25%, but you gotta leave him some flexibility. I mean, if not, it's gonna be a grind.
Well, let's see what he comes in at. And thanks for the call, Al. Let's see what happens. And by the way, if they franchise tag him tomorrow, that doesn't mean Saquon's definitely a free agent. That just means they've got about four or five more days until Saquon becomes a free agent. That just gives more ticking time for them to talk to Daniel Jones about a long-term contract or come to a terms on a long-term contract with Saquon and just say, Daniel, you're on the one-year deal, and Saquon's got the security of a long-term deal. And I don't think giving Saquon Barkley a second contract in which he's making a nice chunk of change hurts the team at all. He was one of the top running backs in the league and was their offense, essentially, when Jones wasn't turning into Colin Kaepernick in a playoff day. You know? So we'll find that one out. But then again, Bijan Robinson, seeing him yesterday, he's Daniel Jeremiah's fourth player on his draft board. Fourth. And the last time I said, when was the last time you had a running back top five? He said Saquon. They don't come along very often.
You also don't need to draft a guy like that. You don't need to pay Saquon. Running backs are kind of all the same now.
Well, you have to just think about it. When I saw all these guys running like they did and moving as they did, and then you think that at last year's combine, when the running backs work out, there was only one guy on that field who wound up scoring a touchdown in that year's Super Bowl, and his name was Isaiah Pacheco, and he's a seventh-round pick.
Exactly. Tony Pollard just got tagged by the Cowboys, fourth-round pick. And we think he's better than the guy they drafted in the top five.
They tagged him. Boy, Dallas, if there's a franchise that does not bat an eye about paying running backs, it's the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Dallas Cowboys. But they need him for sure.
Yeah. But you mentioned a name a few minutes ago. He was low-key on my draft list. The running back out of Texas. Bijan.
Well, there's nothing low-key about
him.
Yeah,
I know. But he was one of those
low key about
might
him.
Find his way
he
to
can,
us.
He could get drafted top 10, and I don't think anybody should bat an eyelash.
Well, I think they would based on what Chris has said and what we know to be truce. Drafting a back that high is kind of risky.
Unless you're ready to roll right now.
Ready to roll. True. He's good.
Let me ask you a question. Philadelphia Eagles, where do they draft, Chris? Pop it up.
Let's see.
Let's just talk about it.
I got it.
Pop it up. Where do they draft? They've got...
The Eagles draft...
Twice, do they not?
31 and...
And they got New Orleans at 10.
I'm looking at 10, yeah.
You're sitting there at 10. You're sitting at there at 10. You know you got another one coming up, right?
And take Bijan Robinson?
Yeah. And plug him into that system?
That's
him
some good backs.
And A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I guess they don't have a lot of holes to plug, right?
Hey, take a look at what the 49ers just did. They went and got Christian McCaffrey in the middle of a season. They're not I mean, San Francisco may not draft again in the on the first or second nights of the draft, you know.
Interesting.
For another 3-4 years.
Hey, Rich, do me a favor.
That's an exaggeration. Sometimes you just got to say, I'm sitting here in a manner in which I didn't expect to. 10th overall. There's some incredibly talented running back sitting here. He will not be available 31st overall. And yeah, we got Miles Sanders and Boston Scott and the rest of that group. Put Bijan in there.
How are they want you to see what happens out in the universe, man? Like,
interesting thought.
Oh yeah,
it's a very interesting thought.
Or if you really want to go crazy, you get AJ Brown's former teammate, who's apparently available, as we discussed last week. Derrick Henry, according to our friend Mike Silver, who I think lost his voice within 5 minutes of arriving in Indianapolis. He says Derrick Henry's on the market.
Yeah, but don't do that because you got to give up assets. You're literally just using the 10th pick on a guy that you know can
that's an asset.
Ball out.
That's an asset. You could use another asset, like a third or something else, and get Derrick Henry in.
You got to pay him. You're on the hook for the 15 mil.
I don't like this idea.
Throwing it all
better.
Out there. That's why it's like you just got to reimagine the way you normally look at things in order to win in this league right now.
Yeah. You're right.
I think. My top five rumors I overheard at the Combine, you're going to love it. That's coming up right here on the Rich Eisen Show. In hour two, I'm back, folks. Still sitting here on our Roku channel. So
the draft is going to be so awesome.
I heard it's the draft set is right where the parade route was, right near the train station in Kansas City.
Okay.
That's where it's going to be.
It's going to be great.
And, you know.
The draft on the road is the greatest thing that the league has come up with.
The 2011 draft or 2012 draft, that was the last time a draft was held in a town where the Super Bowl winner resided. After the Giants beat your Patriots again in Indianapolis and then had the draft at Radio City. That was the last time. And then it's Detroit the following year. And then they don't know.
And Detroit is 24.
Yes.
Okay.
And then it's up in the air. You want it at your house? Mike, can you host the draft? Can you host the draft?
Yeah, I got enough room in the back behind the condo. We got a little
Redondo Beach Pier.
Walk
down and then they get
drafted. We have a big concert
in the
summer.
An LA draft in Redondo Beach.
Be great.
Not the worst idea.
Not a bad idea.
Party at Glazers? I don't think he lives there anymore.
No,
he John Payton's?
Sure, yeah. Well, he's part time there.
I don't think he lives there anymore either.
Yeah.
Been away a long time.
New Orleans.
Okay, so I'm back. So hour number three, Anthony Richardson. Look forward to chatting with him. That's hour number two, chatting with you. And very rare do I traffic in rumor. But we're about to. You're going to love this segment, gents.
Come on down in the fun stuff, Rich.
Well, I'm diving in the mosh pit with you guys.
Let's go.
Hour two coming up.
Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?